Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout out before we begin to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So, huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Row, Geek Beardly, and Scoopas for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. And you can pick up your very own MTG in Quarantine branded playmat over at Inked Gaming. That is InkedGaming.com. Got two really awesome versions, both the full color logo as well as the grayscale version. They both look killer. You're going to want one for you and all of your friends. So make sure to go on over to Inked Gaming. That is InkedGaming.com. Search MTG in Quarantine. Got both links in my Linktree description. Go check that out. Every proceed to help support the channel is greatly appreciated. So, you probably know by now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, that I am definitely a fan of trying to, you know, spread the gospel of competitive EDH on this channel, and today's episode is absolutely no different. I have an awesome friend who's been on here before, but in a new position. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce the social media team lead from Monarch Media, reintroducing the Queen of Cardboard herself, Beth. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, no problem. It's good to have you back on here. It's only been like a month or two since you were on here last. So yeah, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long at all. It feels like it was just like yesterday.
I know. It's crazy. But yeah, so anyway, Beth, Monarch Media is going to be putting on a CEDH tournament called Oktoberfest. Got it. I thought I was going to blow it, but I got it 100%. I am awesome. I'm sure nothing else will go wrong with the rest of this episode. But anyway, it's a tournament on November 18th, 19th, and 20th, 2022 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Beth, you actually approached me on the show here to try to spread the word about Oktoberfest. So yeah, I'm sure the listeners out there are wondering, what the heck is Oktoberfest?
Yeah. So as you know, myself, I'm all about charity. Well, I'm very lucky to work with Monarch Media. All of their events are also charity events. So Oktoberfest is a 3-day Magic the Gathering tournament, and it's all raising money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. So they're going to have a CEDH main event, but also side events and lots of community experience. Think of it as a mini Command Fest, primarily for your CEDH family.
That's actually really rad, because again, having been to one of the most recent Command Fests, while there was kind of an area for Competitive Commander and a couple of side events, it definitely was not the main event, obviously. We as creators, yes. We as CEDH players kind of had to make our own thing. But what's awesome about this, and you're right about that, is that this is really a CEDH event kind of first and foremost. There obviously, it's for everybody. There are other events, as you mentioned. But yeah, being a CEDH event first and foremost, and that being really the main event, that's really, I think, what sets this apart from a lot of other events that we've seen recently.
Absolutely. And so that's the fun part of that. But what I love about it as a primarily casual player is not only can you go and play CEDH all weekend long, but like Command Fest, you can play side games. There's going to be a cosplay contest hosted by Lewis Stardust. Mental Misplay will be there. We've got several other great creators going to be there. We have two panels, not only a community panel, which I'm passionate about, but an intro to CEDH panel.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, and every time I hear about Mental Misplay, my ears perk up. Alan and Cyrus are great. I got to play with both of them in Bellevue. Had Cyrus on my podcast a while back talking about CEDH. They're great peeps, you know, everything, big ups for them. And every time I hear Lewis Stardust, you know, I get a nice smile. Lewis is great. I've played a couple of times with her, played CDH. Her Winota deck is pretty strong. So, yeah, you know, it kicks my butt every time I play it. So, yeah, big ups for everyone who's involved in this process.
Well, and I heard Winota just took a CEDH win, so.
That it did. It demonstrates that Boros is a viable option CEDH, something that a couple of years ago wasn't the case, but now it is. So take that, 2019.
For sure. So yeah, it's a three-day event. The first day is going to be more of a fun party type intro kind of thing. We've got that panel, that cosplay contest we talked about. Also, free play with invited content creators who we are starting to announce. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have CEDH all day long, as well as some side events. And it's being catered by the hotel. It's hosting at Lowe Hotel in Philadelphia. So I expect the food to be really good, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, if any of the listeners out there are interested in going to Oktoberfest, what's the entry fee structure looking like?
So this is probably one of the least expensive events I've seen this year. It is only $60 plus processing to enter to play. And if you're just coming in to hang out, see the panels, see the vendors and other things, it's actually free. You can donate for a hall entry to go directly to St. Jude.
That's really awesome there, because again, as we've seen with a lot of events recently, it now costs money just to be able to get your foot in the hall. So being able to just kind of go in, mingle around, and be able to donate to such a good cause, I mean, that right there is really, really good stuff. And, you know, $60, I mean, I know I spent $60 on a double master's draft. So, I mean, you're going to get a whole lot more value, trust me, out of the $60 than, you know, just doing some random draft at a Comic-Con or a Command Fest or something like that. This is the real deal here.
They definitely... I didn't believe the price when I first started with Monarch. I was kind of surprised of how much they're going to be able to do. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, going down the list here, obviously there is a website if you go to monarch.cards/Oktoberfest-2022. I can put the link to that website in the episode description. And again, there's a lot of really cool stuff in here explaining how you get to the venue, some important things about, you know, obviously the usual safety information, refund policy, et cetera, et cetera. Something I did want to bring up, Beth, here, obviously, since both of us are CEDH players ourselves, is something that is a little different about this particular tournament compared to other tournaments that may have been happening throughout the country over the last year or so. And it's very consistent with what Monarch did with Marchesa 2022, and that is the fact that most or basically all of your decks have to actually be legitimate Wizards of the Coast trading cards. Proxies are not allowed. So can you kind of explain the reasoning for this and talk about the workaround that Monarch has created for players?
Yeah, absolutely. So because this is an official event, and obviously we're trying to be a legitimately official event, it is frowned upon to use counterfeit cards, which is what we consider proxies to be. That is not going to get us any favors with anybody creating that media. So our workaround by not allowing proxy cards in our tournaments, although they are allowed in the hall for casual play, is that we have a playtest list. And what that allows is for those very expensive cards, you know, the 500 up, 200 up, $1,000 cards, we have them on a list. You can submit your deck list and we will provide you playtest cards for any of those cards on the list. And we're actually, I believe, looking at expanding that. So I would definitely, if you're a player who has some proxies that aren't listed on that playtest, get in our Discord and let people know, start that conversation so that we know that there's a desire for some other cards on that list. But we have playtest cards. They'll be provided to you at the event, and they'll be returned to Monarch at the end of the event so that you can still compete.
For sure, for sure. I mean, looking at the list here, I know that, again, some of my personal decks, I do run Mox Diamond, obviously, and everything. So that right there is $700 that if you don't have to bring yours, if you own one, or if you don't own one, you can have a playtest version of that. That's really nice to be able to have. Also, same for, since my Godo list does run Grim Monolith, which is also on the list. It's really nice to be able to know that I could go to this event and, you know, save $1,000 and be able to have these two playtest cards in my deck and still, you know, be able to have the very guts of the deck without feeling like I have to remove cards from my deck. That really leads to a feel bad where if you don't allow proxies, period, and don't allow those playtest cards, all of a sudden I have to drop, let's say, $1,000 just to be able to play my Godo deck. And, you know, that makes me, as a player, feel really bad because, you know, that's $1,000 that could go towards, honestly, probably more important things than Magic cards. And I know it's kind of weird to say that, but there's a lot of things you could spend $1,000 on. But again, being able to go to the hall, participate with, again, my deck here, and be able to still play just without needing those two exact cards and, you know, maybe the LED, Wheel of Fortune, et cetera, et cetera. It's just really nice to be able to have that ability to have most of the cards, let's say like 96 of the cards. I don't quite remember my deck list, but the point is to be able to bring 96 real cards and be able to replace the four I need with these playtest cards. That's really nice and definitely something that I know Wizards has really been struggling with here. So it's nice to see that Monarch is responding to the community's concerns about these expensive cards, especially since this really is the high-end part of the format.
Exactly. And honestly, you know, I like that you included if you own these cards but don't want to bring them, because we are also doing the Dual Lancer on this list. We've got Gaia's Cradle on this list. There are cards here that I'm going to be quite perfectly honest, if I own, they're going to go in like a very specific place and never be played. That's just how I feel about it personally. I know a lot of players feel the same. I like the fact that I don't have to worry about losing my most expensive deck to a airline error or, you know, it getting stolen or something like that. I know at the end of the day, I can replace it with this playtest card and it's perfectly fine, allowable, and approved.
Yeah. So again, listeners, if you're interested in checking out that list, the playtest card list is under the Are Proxies Allowed in the Tournament tab on the main page, again, that I will have linked in the episode description. So you can check that stuff out. If you're interested in participating in the tournament, hopefully this will be a nice little guide to be able to save you some money if you don't already have these cards, or if you do have these cards, again, as Beth and I have said, maybe you'll want to leave these at home if you feel uncomfortable taking them to the venue. So yeah, just a great way to be able to help take some monetary burden off a lot of players, obviously since this is a very expensive part of the format. I know a few friends of the show here who do actually have some of these cards in person, and I guess I wouldn't bring those cards either if I had the choice to not bring them. So yeah, it's really great that there's this policy, and yeah, hopefully it's able to get a few more people to be able to actually go there and participate in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be so much fun. It's one of the biggest events that I'm excited for this year.
For sure. So we've been talking about this tournament for so many minutes, but obviously I'm sure people out there are asking the question, what's the prize support looking like? So Beth, what is the prize support for Oktoberfest 2022?
So for first place, you get $400. And then second through fourth, $200. And then all the way up to 16th place, which I think is very cool because I've been witnessing a bunch of RCQs right now where they barely pay out to top 8, all the way to 16th place will get $100, which means you not only make back your entry, but you get some money on top of that.
Yeah, you're basically making, it's not quarterfinals, but effectively if you make the semifinals, you're guaranteed to make some money on here. That's really cool. And frankly, I noticed that Imperial Seal is actually on the list here. That $100 you get for even coming in 16th will basically buy you a real Imperial Seal, so you don't need the playtest card. So that's exactly. Real cool.
Yeah.
That is real cool. I'm excited. Cool. Yeah, so now that we've talked about the tournament and some of the side events, I mean, just Beth, what else is just going on? What's cool? What can you share with us at this point in time?
So I will share that we have confirmed guests in Rebel, the newest member of the CAG. Congratulations. Yes, yes, yes. We also have, like I said before, a mental misplay. And if you are still concerned about traveling or monetarily, you just can't make it, but you're interested in watching this event, we are going to actually have it completely live streamed.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so you'll be able to watch it on twitch.tv/monarchmedia the entire time.
Now that is really cool, because I don't remember if Marchesa was. I don't think it was live streamed, so it's awesome to be able to see Monarch being able to, you know, really tap into what the Magic community has been doing the last few years, obviously playing online and being able to utilize Twitch to be able to stream the whole dang thing. That's really cool.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I mean, is there going to be commentary and everything?
Yes. So I know that we have Play to Win commenting, and of course Mental Misplay, like I said, commenting, and then a few other players will be joining us to comment as well.
Oh, that sounds so cool. I mean, having met Alan in person, just anytime he opens his mouth to say something, you never know what it's going to be, but it's always really cool. So that's going to be awesome. And yeah, I hear Play to Win is also very interesting to hear, you know, hint, hint. lot of cool creators out there in the CDH space. It's very knowledgeable people I've had on my show too. So just a lot of great people out there, some great guests from the sound of things, great times, great vibes. And yeah, it's going to start. Obviously, the competitive tournament will be starting on Saturday. Round one will begin at 10 a.m., be going through, I guess, about 8 o'clock p.m., and then obviously get to the top 40 for Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. So, yeah, a lot of really cool stuff going on, a lot of really cool side events, though. I mean, again, as Beth mentioned, the community panel is going to be awesome. You got a feature match. You're going to have the cosplay contest. It's so much cool stuff. And yeah, this sounds like an awesome event. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there because it's on the other side of the country, but sounds like a really, really awesome event.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm really happy to be there. And actually, I am also an invited guest. I'll be participating in that Commander community panel on Sunday. So,
oh, nice.
That's really fun for me.
Yeah, so Beth here, outside of Oktoberfest here, I hear you've been trying to get into CDH a little bit. Any idea if you're going to participate in the main event or trying to jam some competitive Commander? What's up with that?
We're looking like it. I think I am looking at a deck that I might like. I've built one, in theory. I'm looking at Timna possibly being my Commander.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
But very popular, yes. So I'm considering it. We'll have to see on how busy I'll be to actually participate in the main event, but I might have my first real CEDH event there in Oktober.
Nice, nice, nice. I mean, Tim, that goes pretty well with literally everything. I mean, you could go Blue Farm, you could go TNT, you could do just... honestly, some weird stuff. Even my first deck technically could have run Timna as a partner commander. Not saying that was good, but yeah, my first deck also did run Timna. And I mean, I could preach you on the Gospel of Godo, but I mean, you know, not everybody is receptive on that one. So maybe I'll save that for later. But yeah, sounds like a really awesome event here, Beth. Monarch is going to be hopefully do a real bang-up job here. I know the Marchesa went really well, and hopefully this event will go even better.
Yes, I'm excited to be part of the Monarch team, and what's great about this event is not only are we doing this event in person, but leading up to it, a lot of the featured guests will be on our stream doing some promo and some games, so you can get an idea of what's happening there, starting to get that hype up. And they're also going to be helping out with some other CEDH events. I'm not sure that I can tell you which ones just yet, but know that if there are some CEDH events, Monarch is working very hard to be part of them, and I think they're doing great work for that community.
For sure, for sure. I did run into Nick Hammond at Command Fest Bellevue, at least at our unofficial after party. And yeah, it sounds like to me the Monarch is doing some really awesome things. And obviously having you on here to talk about this event, is CDH is really picking up a lot of momentum coming out of the last couple of years. There's been a lot of tournaments. As you just mentioned, Winota did just win Punt City this past weekend. And yeah, there's a lot of momentum going on here. there's a big community and it's always growing. I mean, again, neither of us were really thinking about playing competitive a year or two ago, and look at us. We're both trying this out. You might even play in the tournament. So, I mean, it's showing that there's a lot of momentum going behind the competitive community, and there's a lot of events that are catering to this portion of the community. But again, not just for competitive, it is really for everybody, just that CDH is being the main event for really the first time, as we're seeing in maybe the last year, compared to other events as we've had traditionally, you know, going into 2020, 2021.
Absolutely. It's definitely, I think, the new thing, and I honestly love it as a format. It's something that I think can revive local game stores and the community in general. I think the attitude of CEDH players in general is really cool to see. And I am excited to see where this can take us, especially in the future, and what WotC might choose to do with competitive Commander.
For sure, for sure. And again, listeners, if you're interested in checking out Oktoberfest, you can find it at the Lowe's Philadelphia Hotel at 1200 Market Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on November 18th, 19th, and 20th. Obviously, again, I'm going to say this for the third time. If you want to check out the website, you can find that at monarch.cards/Oktoberfest-2022. I'm going to have this link in the episode description, so definitely check that out if you're interested. And it looks like there's also a qualifier coming up here in case you want to potentially get a buy-in in the tournament as well.
Yes. I don't do events, so I'm not as sure about Cockatrice, but the information is not only on the website. You can do a qualifier event in September and October on Cockatrice, and you can find that information on the website of how to do that. And also, if any questions that you might have, you can join our Discord server and ask us directly.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Beth, so much for taking the time to talk with me today. It's been really interesting hearing about Oktoberfest, and I hope the event goes really smoothly.
I hope so, too. I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, and again, out there, listeners, if you're interested in checking that out, definitely go to the website and make sure that if you are available to go that weekend to Philadelphia, that you get yourself to this event. It sounds really cool. Unfortunately, like I said, I won't be there, but, you know, the spirit of CDH will still be going strong even if I'm not there. So, sounds really awesome. Sounds like an awesome event. And, hopefully you'll be able to get out there. And if not, remember that you can still donate to St. Jude Children's Hospital even if you're not going to be there. And remember to check out the Twitch starting on Saturday, November 19th. So, yeah, definitely check that out if you are interested. Anyway,
sorry, I'll try to get that turn one win against Alan for you since you can't be there.
Oh man, Alan's probably never gonna let me live that down, or you know, I'm never gonna let him live that down, I suppose I should say that. But you know, Bellevue is kind of in the rearview mirror here, so yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, Beth, I really appreciated it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. It's always nice to be able to talk with you and definitely be able to help give a big ups to the competitive Commander community, who I've just been, you know, getting a lot of content out on the show for recently. And it's nice to really just be able to help out however I can.
I do really appreciate it.
No problem. And again, if you are interested in hearing any of the episodes I've done on Competitive Commander, CDH, or just any of the podcast episodes I have done in general, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets. That is your Google's, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rocket Cast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox FM, MTG Cast, and a million others. I think I got 10 this time. That's probably a new record. But anyway, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets wherever podcasts are found. You can also find me on Twitter at MTG in quarantine. If you find the happy-looking Ulamog wearing a pair of headphones, you found the right place. I'd also like you to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So another huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Base for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. and I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.